This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When you quote the Bible, you take a very literal sense of what the teachings of the Bible are. And for the past 500 years, we've taken it more as parables and stories that, you know, it shouldn't be taken literally, but for the actual meanings behind it. And then my question is there anything like a movement in that in Islam where instead of taking a literal sense, it's just taking the morals behind what the Quran has to say?
The brother asked the question that I have quoted the Bible and I take everything literally, but since the past few hundred years, there are parables. There are even parables in the Quran. There are parables in the Quran. But if the Quran says something literally, many a times you can understand that one word may have various meanings. If a word has got 5-6 meanings, either all the 5-6 meanings are correct or maybe you have to take one meaning only. But that does not mean the Quran says something else and you take the opposite meaning. There are parables in the Quran also. Many parables in the Quran. But that doesn't mean it literally goes against the Quran. So what the Quran says and the Bible says, if the original Injil, the revelation which was given to Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, it was sent as a guidance. So what is mentioned, you have to follow it. Yes, there may be certain times that there may be other meanings which may also be right. But that does not mean what is the normal meaning that should not be taken. Yes, brother.
Like, for example, you were quoting Leviticus about the clothing in Christianity. But in the later teachings, Jesus talks about just being modest and be modest for yourself. And so that a Christian would take not the literal meaning of you need to cover up, you need to not have the loose clothing, but just say that in modern society, it's a different idea that modesty isn't the same.
Very good. See, I really like your question. If you ask me a question, and I'll clarify you, I'll try my level best. The brother has given an example that when I talk about Leviticus, I didn't quote Leviticus, I quoted Deuteronomy chapter number 22, verse number 5, etc., which talks about modesty, 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 9, even 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse 5 to 7, modesty. What now, brother is trying to tell me that what Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, told that you have to be modest. But what he meant was not literally about the clothes, but just modest in society. That is your understanding of the Bible. Let's see what Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17 to 20, think not that I have come to destroy the law of the prophets. I have come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Until the heaven and the earth pass away, not one jot or tittle shall pass away from the law until all be fulfilled. And whosoever shall break one of the least commandments and teach men to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall keep the commandments and teach the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, in no way shall you enter the kingdom of heaven. This is a verbatim quotation from King James Version. I'm speaking from my head. It's a verbatim quotation from King James Version, Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17 to 20. So Jesus Christ says that even if you break one jot or tittle from the law, from the Old Testament, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So when the Old Testament says, the woman shall not wear clothes that which pertaineth to a man, and a man shall not wear clothes that which pertaineth to a woman. Now tell me, Brother Zakir, that's the literal sense. Now the society is changing. So Jesus Christ said, peace be upon him, if you break one law, jot or tittle, you shall not enter Jannah. Now, do you mean to say that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, came to misguide us? Not at all. He clearly said that until the heaven and the earth pass away, not one jot or tittle shall pass away until all be fulfilled. Did later on the teaching of Paul, St. Paul, who's the self-appointed apostle of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he tells us that see, the law is nailed to the cross. That is his teaching. It's not the teaching of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Who do you believe? In Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, or St. Paul? So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, unless you are better than the Jews, you shall not enter Jannah. That means everything what is mentioned in the Old Testament, not to have pork, you have to be modest, has to be followed. That's the reason if you go, the nuns, they are dressed up like the Muslimah. Have you seen the photograph of Mother Mary? She is completely covered. Her head is covered. Up to the wrist. Up to the ankle. I'm sure in future you may have God knows, Mother Mary may be wearing skirts. That is a little development. But the true photographs, if you analyze, same thing with the nuns. The nuns are properly covered. Why? So in Islam, every Muslim has a nun. Every Muslimah, in terms of piety, she has to be pious, she has to be modest. So what I'm telling, that if Christian means a person who follows the teachings of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, then we Muslims are more Christian than the Christian themselves. Yes, brother.
Well, how the question was supposed to be about how modern societies interprets these religions and incorporates them into our, you know, society. So if we're interpreting them not as a literal sense, we're going to listen, like the scripture you quoted, it would just say, it would be how you feel that Jesus meant by that saying, which would be that we should follow the teachings of the Old Testament and maybe not literally, and we should think about what he means by the laws of what to wear. So when he says, follow all this or you can't go to heaven, modern person after the Reformation would be that it's what he interprets
Brother,
it as.
If I agree with you that in every modern age we try and reinterpret, then what is the use of the Bible? What is the use of the Quran? If you're going to reinterpret, keep on reinterpreting into modern age and what the modern society believes, you're going to put the Bible into that shell. So what is the use of the Bible then? Why do you require the Bible? Why do you require? What you can say that if science and technology advance, you can understand the Bible better, understand the Quran better, I've got no objection. But if you tell me, depending how the modern society behaves, you have to reinterpret the Quran or the Bible, it is totally nonsense. God is our creator. He knows what is best for us. Do you mean to say that God did not know? You are limiting God. That means you are trying to tell me that God did not know that the society is going to change. If you analyze the Quran, though it was revealed 1400 years ago, you cannot point out a single verse of the Quran which is against modern established science. Do you know that? However much the science has established, however much the science advances, it will never be able to prove even a single verse wrong. Yes, it will be able to give a new dimension. When science advances, maybe we will be able to understand that aspect of Quran better. Today, with our limited knowledge of science, we may not be able to understand certain verses of the Quran. But that does not mean you are giving a new look depending upon how the modern society is developing. Modern society, however much it develops, the law will be the same. The woman should be in hijab. The man should lower his gaze. It's not like Canada, now a man can marry a man. In Islam, we don't believe in majority. We believe in truth. Truth prevails, haq prevails. And Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, seek ye the truth and the truth shall free you. We don't believe in democracy that today you say, okay, fine, gay marriages are fine. And today you say that modesty, fine, a woman can wear less clothes. See, that is the man-made law. The person who has created us is Almighty God. He knows what is good and what is bad for us. Therefore, religion means a way of life. So we follow the guidance given by Creator, then only we'll be on the true path. Hope that answers the question.